There are many troubling aspects of the Bush Secretary Paulson plan to bail out Wall Street. But the worst, I think, is the fact that they want to put American taxpayers on the hook for $700 billion to buy junk from Wall Street. They say, well, maybe someday it'll be worth something. Maybe we'll get some of our money back, but Wall Street needs the help. I've got a better idea. Let's have Wall Street help itself. There's ample precedent in U.S. history. During the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, and during World War I, all the way up until 1966, Congress assessed a tiny transaction fee on stock trades and other asset transfers on Wall Street. A fee of 0.25% on the value of each trade on the commodities market or the stock market would raise over $150 billion a year. This is done on the London Exchange and elsewhere. We would apply the money to help Wall Street heal itself. Henry Paulson and George Bush shouldn't be allowed to send a bill to Main Street America for the excesses of a few people on Wall Street. This would be an equitable way to pay for their plan, and we wouldn't have to spend as much time trying to limit what they've proposed, because if it failed, it would be a failure that didn't have consequences for taxpayers.